Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm He Jian.
I'm Chen Xuan.
The Shanghai Development Reform Commission said that the city's main economic index registered double-digit growth in the third quarter of this year compared to the second three-month period. Strong gains were registered in industrial added value as well as imports and exports. Song Wenjing has more.
The gross domestic product of Shanghai dropped 1.4% in the first 9 months compared to the same period in 2021, after a 5.7% decline in the first two quarters year on year. Shanghai's foreign trade volume had double-digit growth each month in the third quarter of this year. Actual use of foreign investment rose 8.4% year on year to over $16 billion in the first 9 months of 2022. The city's fixed asset investment rose 9.2% year-on-year in the first three quarters.
The city's economy has demonstrated a trend with a stable start, a sharp decline, a rapid rebound, and a sustained recovery. In the third quarter, policies to stabilize the economy started to take effect. Main economic indicators performed better than expected. The market has gained confidence, showing strong economic resilience.
The commission said the government's policies to stabilize the economy have contributed to the rebound. Shanghai has introduced policies by the end of March, May, and September to reduce the burden of market entities by more than 240 billion yuan, and is expected to reduce over 300 billion yuan by the end of the year. Song Wenjing, Shanghai Live.
The city's transportation authorities say they are making final preparations for the China International Import Expo, making sure traffic services will run smoothly during the event. This year's focus will be balancing the flow of traffic on the east and west sides of the venue in order to avoid congestion. Zhang Yue has more.
During the CIE from November 5th to 11th, an extension to bus number 121 will bring CIE exhibitors and visitors to the intersection of Huaxiang Road and Suhong Road. The stop is near the P8 parking lot on the east side of the venue, just 100 meters from the entrance gates.
Taking the bus is even faster than the shuttle service. It only takes 5 minutes for people to walk across the bridge after stepping off.
Parts of the 121 extension will remain in service even after the CIE closes. In addition to the 121, bus number 71 will also be serving the CIE. The 7-kilometer route passes through several subway stations along Line 2 and 13 in Changning, Putuo, Jiading, Minhang, and Qingpu. At the venue, a fast track has been set up at Exit 4 of East Xujing Station for participants whose identity has already been verified, making the subway an ideal option.
We have set up two devices for ID recognition at Exit 4 so that people don't need to scan the venue code, have their temperature checked, and pass through another security checkpoint when they are inside the station. It will be much faster and help with congestion.
During the CIE, passengers entering East Xujing Station from the other entrances are required to scan the venue and health code before entering. Subway management says more personnel will be dispatched during the CIE, making sure lines 2, 10, and 17 run smoothly. Those leaving the venue can also take a shuttle service and transfer to subway line 9, 12, and 13.
Passengers with a yellow or red health code or who are found to be running a temperature will be taken to a designated area for observation where medical workers from the CDC will take over. We will also be operating a shuttle service. We'll have two routes available for people to transfer to other bus stops.
Transportation authorities say safety drills will be conducted during the next few days to make sure that each traffic department will be able to easily coordinate with each other in case of an emergency. Zhang Yue, Shanghai Life.
And now some international news. Russian President Vladimir Putin yesterday supervised a military exercise of the country's strategic deterrence force via video link from the Kremlin. Lei Shuren has the story.
The Kremlin said in a statement that a Yars intercontinental ballistic missile was fired from northwestern Russia's Plyasetsk State Test Cosmodrome, as well as a Sineva ballistic missile from a submarine in the Barents Sea. Both of the missiles were aimed at targets in the Kuril missile test range on the Kamchatka Peninsula. Two 95MS strategic bombers also fired cruise missiles during the exercise. According to the Kremlin, all the missiles hit their targets.
The tasks of working out a mass nuclear strike by our strategic nuclear forces in retaliation to an enemy attack is being held.
On the same day, the U.S. military conducted a successful test launch of a rocket with experiments to help develop hypersonic weapons at the Wallops Flight Test Facility in Virginia. The data collected from these tests will help in the development of the Navy's conventional prompt strike hypersonic system and the Army's long-range hypersonic weapon.
So this hypersonic weapon gives us the capability to get deep inland, putting it on a ship and putting it on a submarine. It allows us to pretty much go anywhere in the ocean. So it gives us a competitive advantage.
NATO is holding long-planned annual nuclear exercises, codenamed Steadfast Noon, in northwestern Europe. 14 NATO member countries are taking part in the exercises, which involve around 60 aircraft, including fighter jets, surveillance, and refueling planes. Lei Shuan, Shanghai Live.